Good morning and welcome to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. Happy to be sitting in with you on this lovely morning. And my guest today is Carmel Plude, who is co-owner of Kevin's Cabinets. Welcome, Carmel.
Thank you, Julie.
And you're a subsidiary, actually, of your Juno Pine Construction and Remodeling, which has been in existence since 1998 as general contracting. That's a big deal. That's a long time to be in biz.
That is a really big deal. And we're very fortunate to live here in Flagstaff and also run our business here in Flagstaff. And we grew up here, so that's kind of cool too.
Oh, that's way cool. And so you're really involved with all aspects of general contracting with Kevin. But today we're going to talk about your specializing in high quality kitchen and bathroom designs and remodels, which I need. Who doesn't? It's almost like
you know where to find us.
They only last about 5 or 10 years. Then you go, really? Do I still need to look like this or have this? Can I change this out? Can you change it out? Is it painful?
Yes, it's painful. So we try to aim for a longer kitchen when you get a kitchen remodel, like maybe 10 to 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's costly too. So you don't want to be changing it out after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you get sick of it and you're at some trendy kitchen that you just get sick of looking at and you have lots of money.
And the thing is, all the stuff you see online, the new designs, I don't think the average person can afford anything that they show on any of the reels, but we're not here to talk about that today.
Some of those things too that they show on there aren't actually possible. Like the sizes are all weird and they don't actually fit in the space. So
where's your showroom located, Carmel?
We're in the Continental Plaza and we're actually in the old Jackie's on the 19th hole.
Oh,
bar.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was called.
People knew that for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had to get the smoke smell out of the ceiling.
That probably was a chore. Yes. And so let's just start with the areas of service. If I give you a call and say, I'm not loving my kitchen. I think I've got some cracks in my granite. I know that there's new colors there. What's the process?
We will send, probably going to be Kevin actually, that comes out to your house. He's very involved in every aspect of his business. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart. He'll probably be the one that comes out and measures your kitchen and kind of goes through some options with you. Do you want to pop out a wall and open up your space? Or are you just looking to get new cabinets and kind of a facelift?
Mm-hmm.
So he'll go over those options with you and take measurements, get a feel for what you're looking at. Maybe look at your Pinterest page or your phone pictures that you have saved.
Yeah, that's true. That's what you kind of sort of do when you're thinking about it.
Yep, you surf the web.
What's kind of like popular now, or not necessarily only what, Carmel, you think is popular? What's trendy for the mountains?
In Flagstaff, rustic old never really goes out of style as far as wood goes.
Good, I think so too.
Oh yeah, just as beautiful, takes a stain real well. You get your rustic knots. But we do offer other woods also trending now. Our painted cabinets, of course, the white shaker look. It's kind of been around for a while.
It has.
Might be making its way out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a lot of different color paints now, like blues and greens, and then putting them with the wood color. So you get a lot of like two-tone lighter wood colors.
That sounds so
paired
nice.
With painted blues and greens. It's beautiful, actually.
Oh,
very
that
pretty.
That sounds so good. Well, and I think that Kevin's background in cabinets and construction gives him an eye because he's built them from scratch and he's done the renovation. So I think there's a combination there that I don't know. I always tell myself I'm just not very creative. In the end, we all are, but it sure helps to have a professional saying, have you thought about this? Or this is a perfect space for that. Is that kind of part of the process as well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's standards, kitchen standards, kitchen and bath standards with every design that we follow. But yes, we're able to recommend certain things and making sure that your oven and your fridge and your dishwasher are all placed perfectly so that you're not running into them or making sure they can open at the same time or multiple people can be standing
Isn't
in the kitchen.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
There's a lot of different pieces that go into a kitchen design. A good kitchen design, I should say.
Oh, sure. And the plumbing and the HVAC and electrical, we want to make sure that it's all, you know, kind of in sync. And I really think the flow of the kitchen is the real big deal. Where do you place everything so you can have two or three people and not bump into each other? Because I really am past feeling like I have to present the entire dinner dinner. I really am more of a team dinner place. So I
put you want help in there.
Yeah, I want somebody making a salad. I want somebody making the green beans. I want somebody mashing the potatoes. I'm not going to do it all anymore. There's no reason. And I think the time you spend in a kitchen is just so valuable to family relationships and learning about each other and understanding each other, don't you?
Absolutely. We like to have our islands facing towards the prep area so that you can chat with your visitors while you're cutting your green beans for Thanksgiving.
That's right. Well, is there any kind of a middle of the road that someone can expect to spend on an average kitchen remodel? Is there a scope?
It's tough. People always ask, how much am I going to spend on my kitchen? And it just really depends on, number one, your taste, the size of your kitchen, what you want to do. Like, do you want to knock out a wall or open up a space?
Let's say you just want to change the countertops and you kind of like your cabinets, but you want a different color.
I would just throw it out there that you're probably going to spend at least around $20,000 just to get cabinets and countertops. Mm-hmm. That's just a very minimum price. So be prepared. I mean, it's an investment. You're investing money into your home.
Yes.
And it's going to increase the value.
Well, and as far as bathrooms go, they might be a little easier because those spaces, you can make a little change that can totally change the feel.
Absolutely. Yep. You can do, you know, change out a vanity in a bathroom fairly inexpensively. And we do have vanities as well. So you can come and create your own vanity and size and shape, mm-hmm. wood color, paint color, give it some cool little legs. So you can build your own vanity in our showroom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, bathrooms can be expensive too. There's a lot of plumbing involved in bathrooms and tile work. Tile work's not cheap.
That's absolutely I forgot about that.
The tile work, yep.
You're changing, either you're starting new with new tiles or you might disturb what was on the floor with changing up to a different vanity.
Yes, and when we actually rebuild a shower, it's rebuilding the shower. We take it down to the studs and put up waterproof drywall. We completely seal the system so it's like one waterproof system when you get a new shower with us.
Are there any particular cabinet lines you prefer? What lines do you carry that are kind of sort of popular, or does that even matter?
Well, it does matter. We have a new cabinet line that's called Carmen, and they're actually out of Salt Lake City, and they source all their wood locally in the United States. It's this quaint little company of, I think they have 70 employees, and they only put out like 100 cabinets a day, and every cabinet gets like an attention. They customize in so many different ways.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, so that's my favorite. And they offer walnut, quarter sawn oak, the alders, rustic. They have rustic
cherry.
Can we
see any of those on your website?
Yes.
Or do we have to come into the showroom or both?
You can do both. So we do have, I'm actually updating our website right now. It's in the works, but you can go on and visit all of our different cabinet lines.
What's the website?
It is kevinscabinets.com.
Two S's there.
Two S's.
KevinsCabinets.com.
Yep.
That's great. You know, leaving out one S can make all the difference in your next kitchen or bathroom remodel. I really love that you guys are local, Carmel, and that you have this background of so many years since 1998, and you've done so many different remodels and new builds. And I think anyone can feel safe knowing that you'll get the best service within this whole Flagstaff area. What is your area of service?
We stay pretty busy in the Flagstaff area.
Okay.
But we will travel outside of the Flagstaff for cabinets with installation. We don't typically do construction outside of Flagstaff just because it's a little bit out of our realm, but we will deliver and install cabinets to Sedona, Winslow, mm-hmm. Williams, Parks. We've done jobs in Cornville, Camp Verde.
Neat. Well, say there's something you absolutely specialize in or a brand that you really feel is kind of sort of bubbling up all the time, or is that a silly question?
We specialize in the whole cabinet remodel, kitchen and bath remodel. We can do new builds. We're mm-hmm. general contractor, so we'll do new builds. We offer a drafting service, so if your remodel requires plans or permits to be drawn, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. How about a little bit of a different design? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not the coolest at the design. I don't mind the design right now in my home, but then I think again, somebody more creative might think, if all you need to do is right there, and boy, would that ever be a focal point. point.
So that's part of the thing that when you hire us, Kevin's the one that comes out and we'll look at your kitchen and he throws out a few different designs for you, just standing there measuring everything. So you kind of get that personal touch when you hire us. Mm-hmm. And he's able to look at a kitchen and know what kind of flow you need. So he can easily look and say, that wall needs to be taken out. What if you open up this wall and put an island here? Mm-hmm. Think about what that would do to your space.
Or even a space that's kind of big, if you added an island, what would that do? Why would that change the whole look?
Oh, yeah, the working surface for your kitchen would just double.
That's right. Well, I really appreciate your time, Carmel. We've been speaking with Carmel Plude, who is co-owner of Kevin's Cabinets. They've been in the area as general contractors with Junipine Construction and Remodeling since 1998. Kitchens, bathrooms, designs, remodels. Everybody's thinking around the holidays and or the new year, how about something different or my Christmas present to myself? It's time to give them a call. And what's your number, Carmel?
Our showroom number is 928-707-2680.
And that website address again?
kevinscabinets.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was so much fun. Well, I hope you enjoyed our talk as much as I did. You know, I know that guys don't always get engaged in the kitchen and the bathroom models, but then again, a lot of you do too, because it's your space too, and you're going to love it as much as the rest of the family does. So give Kevin's Cabinets a call and see what they can do for you. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. I'm so happy to have sat in with you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.